Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. with the sneaker freak, Darren Benn. Oh, my foot still hurts. Anyway, we begin with the fallout from Spurs and boss Antonio Conte, parting company by mutual consent. Yeah, of course it is, like when you split up with a girlfriend. She goes, I think we should split up. And you go, oh, so do I, but I love you. Anyway, former Palace owner Simon Jordan was adamant it was the right call. However, the Arsenal invincible Martin Keown thinks he should have been given more time.
Breaking news this morning, Antonio Conte has left Tottenham after 16 months by mutual consent.
I think they should have kept him through to the end of the season. Without doubt, the fact that Arsenal are 20 points clear of Spurs, and this time last year there was a run-in for the top four places, puts Spurs under enormous pressure. But it's what's happened in March, going out of the FA Cup on the 3rd of March to Sheffield United in the FA Cup, then what's happened against AC Milan. The 3-3 game against Southampton was like a defeat, wasn't it, when you look back at their last league game. So March was really miserable for them. And eventually, he blew a gasket. He had to say before he left, he knew he was going, Jim. He basically needed to say it, what was wrong at that football club. And I think they should take stock of that.
I see selfish players. I see players that don't want to help each other. If you want to become competitive, you want to fight to win, is the desire, the fire that you need to have in your eyes, in your heart.
He had a go at players saying that they're all individuals. There's no desire in their eyes. He doesn't really see any fire in the players. They're all looking for an alibi as to why, whose fault it is. And I think they should all reflect.
My take on the things is Daniel's got rid of him. And I hope... hope and believe that it hasn't involved Conte getting paid an extra £3.5 million for getting shown the door. I think Stellini perhaps did a slightly better job with the players than Conte did. Although saying that,
his staff,
he was in situ when they lost to Sheffield United. Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom line is that Stellini's staying. For whatever reason, Daniel's decided that rather than Ryan Mason going along. I'm honestly, this sounds very flippant. I think you could have put Elmer Fudd in the dugout for the last 10 games and they'd do better than this version of Conte with his attitude as the way it is.
Be very, very quiet.
But why?
Now, here's Laura Woodsy Woods on The Breakfast Show on TalkSport, of course, taking Jamie O'Hara to task again over his infamous Spurs are back comments when Conte was originally appointed.
Spurs are back with Antonio Conte. He is, for me, in my year of watching and knowing, you know, sort of Spurs in Premier League, this is the greatest manager we've had. You know, we've got a manager at the top of his trade. We got Mourinho at the back of it, and now we've got a manager who's absolutely smashing.
TalkSport Sports Update.
And more on the breaking news that Antonio Conte has left Spurs by mutual consent in the last hour.
Luckily for you guys and for us, Pina Colada O'Hara is on hand.
If you like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Jamie O'Hara, Portugal. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I mean, I'm sat here with my sunglasses on, overlooking the sea, and you're absolutely burying me at 9 o'clock in the morning about something I said 16 months ago. Leave it out, will you?
Spurs are back with Antonio Conte.
People can throw that quote at me, Spurs are back, but we really were. He was a top manager, you know, a brilliant manager. He just won the Serie A with Inter Milan and was looking at someone who's coming in. He probably was the greatest manager that we've had in recent times. What is going on at Tottenham Hotspur Football Club? All these top managers keep coming in and it keeps failing. I mean, Mourinho come in. I know he'd say he was at the end of his career. He's still a brilliant manager. He's gone to Roma and won the trophy the next season. I guarantee you, Antonio Conte will get a job next season and he'll win a trophy. So the alarm bells need to be ringing in terms of what is actually going on at Spurs, because he can't just be the manager.
Now here's myself and Darren Bent reacting to Conte's press release.
Antonio Conte, meanwhile, has released a statement this evening thanking everyone at Tottenham who appreciated and shared his passion and intensity.
There's one line there which I'm like, okay, I see where that dig is. It says, football is passion. I thank everyone at Spurs who appreciated and shared my passion.
Yeah.
So there'll be people at Spurs that didn't share his passion and didn't appreciate it.
Remember, when he got the job, and I guess rightly so, coming off the back of what he'd won, there was a big sing and dance parade, weren't there, when he got the job? Everyone was like, that's it, Spurs could challenge for the title. It hasn't worked out that way.
But Spurs have got this Spursy tag, right? Why is the DNA of that club Spursy?
It's weird. It's strange.
You've got Antonio Conte, right? Born winner. Jose Mourinho, born winner.
Yeah.
You've got Harry Kane. He's going to be, the Premier League's greatest ever goal scorer.
Yeah.
You've got Hugo Lloris, World Cup winner. You've got some great, great players in there, right? What is it? If players come and go and managers come and go...
It's almost like it's the environment. Even you look at some of the world-class talent they've had at their disposal that have left the club to go on and win big trophies. Berbatov, Modric, Bale. Do you know what I mean? It's there's so many players that have left there to go on and win big trophies, but... I don't know what it is, because they've had some great players over the years, really, really great players. It's almost like the environment that they're in leads them down to this Spursy tag, because when they got Antonio Conte, I thought, oh my goodness, that this might be the re-emergence of Spurs. They might go on and win something.
Spurs are back with Antonio Conte.
Hasn't worked out at all.
Time to check in with the boys on the Sports Bar, Jason Cundy and Jermaine Pennant.
And until now, I wasn't able to change. Not to change, but compare last season, the situation went to become worst.
He came out in that press conference a little bit like Scarface. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend!
Whoever's in way, you're getting it.
He came out looking for heads.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he was having...
Didn't care who got caught in the crossfire.
No. If I'm going down, everyone's coming down.
Yeah, and to be fair, it felt like the only decision that could be made was to move him on.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there. And once that happens, and he's only got, 3 months, 4 months left in his contract as well, so it's not going to be, it's not going to break the bank, but
no.
It had to be done.
Yeah, it had to be done for himself. For his mental health, for Spurs as a club, for the players and their ambitions to get into the Europe, Champions League spot. So, yeah, they need a fresh set of ideas and faces in the place, because at the moment, when he was at the Realm, it was a bit sour.
Wasn't it?
It was a bit sour.
Isn't it strange? The manager of Antonio Conte's ilk and what he's won, and the size of a club like Spurs, how he wanted to get sacked.
It just goes to show, isn't it?
Isn't that a strange scenario?
That club is... It's a funny old club.
He's happy that he got booted out. Not many managers will be...
Oh, yeah.
But he's happy.
He's on his couch right now talking to his missus, having a glass of red wine.
Yeah, of course he is. Waiting for his payoff.
On now to the former Spurs boss, Martin Yole and Harry Redknapp.
When you look at previous changes, Mourinho was in there the day after Pochettino was gone. Next morning, 8 o'clock, Mourinho's been announced, So they'd obviously got everything in place, all done. But this time it looks like they've been left in the lurch a little bit and not sure quite where to turn. So they've obviously given it to the guys that are there and hoping they can do the job to the end of the season, and then they'll make a decision as to who they bring in. But as I say, with Pochettino being available, you thought, well, if they really wanted him, why not just bring him in now? But as I say, I'm not so sure now.
They are gambling a bit, but on the other hand, maybe the other ones like Tuchel is not available. He went to Bayern Munich. I think Nagelsmann, for example, is the best in Europe. He's young, he's gifted, talented. He did well at Hoffenheim. He did well at Leipzig, very well. With a smaller team, and they didn't have all the resources. So there is a few guys on the market. But, I can understand why they did that, and say, OK, there's 10 games to go. The spirit has to be better. So let's give it a go. And I think they are still OK. But on the other hand, if you look at Brighton and a few other clubs like Newcastle, they've got games in hand. So it's not easy, but it's doable.
Now, England made it 2-2 for the Euro 2024 qualifying, but Marcus Rashford's absence made the headlines in some of the tabloids. Simon Jordan was confused as to why there was so much focus on him.
What exactly are we alleging here? What are we alluding to? Are we alluding to the fact that, because when you're called up for your country, you have to go, unless you provide very strong grounds for not going. So you can't just pull out. People have to be pulling out for very legitimate reasons, and they tend to be medically based. Right. So what are we alluding to here? Are we alluding to the fact that the player should be there because Gareth Southgate's brought Team England together and as a result of it, all players should be around the place, even though he wouldn't have been in the squad and it would take up a place if he was there? Should he be in the stands because that's a good look? Or should he be able to do as he wants? Because really and truly, the guy that's driving the hardest bargain with him is Ten Hag. If he's comfortable with him being in America whilst he's injured during an international break, the hell's wrong with everybody else?
Now, here's Mike Keown revealing that the Vatican listened to TalkSport.
I met someone really interesting yesterday, and this gentleman, he's a priest, he's just come back from the Vatican, said to me, we are listening to TalkSport Radio at the Vatican.
They'll listen to this show in the Vatican?
Yes. What he's done is a little medal here that for both of you, that he's had the blessed at the Vatican, and he asked me to pass it over to you. He said he's big, strong, he particularly likes when I'm on. He's asked why... He's asked, why have I moved from a Friday to a Monday? So we've cleared that up now that I'm doing Mondays, not Fridays.
How did that go down in the Vatican, you moving to
Monday? I don't think it went down too well.
What about the top man? Is he there, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if he even knows, but there we go. It was Gerard Mary was his name. He was a very holy man. And I just thought there was something special about him, Jimmy. I spoke to him afterwards. He said he was a big fan, Coventry supporter.
Right.
We'll forgive him for that. And he said, look, offer these two medals up to these two gentlemen working hard on the radio, enjoying what they're doing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Ali McCoist. Oh my goodness, if you've not heard this, this is unbelievable. He was reacting to the weekend's Formula One race, or so he thought.
It's coming a non-event, the Grand Prix, isn't it? Both Red Bulls need to start.
There's no race this weekend. As in, like, there's no race this coming weekend.
And what's it with Saudi Arabia at the weekend? Was I watching a replay?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Was it? Was I watching a replay?
Oh, wow.
You're joking.
Were you getting really into it?
I swear to God I was. I thought to myself, brilliant. Perez has won two in a row. I did this well.
The actual event as if it was live.
Oh my God, I did.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the wonderful Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.